Dreaming of Verona by T.A. Williams and read by Anne-Marie Piazza for Saga Egmont. True, I talk of dreams, which are the children of an idle brain, begot of nothing but vain fantasy, which is as thin of substance as the air. William Shakespeare. Prologue. Susie just sat there, stunned. She could feel the wine running down her cheeks and dripping off the end of her nose, but she was too shocked to move. She was vaguely aware of the restaurant door slamming as Alexandra made her dramatic exit, but by now all her efforts were concentrated on struggling to dominate the crushing sense of embarrassment that had turned her cheeks the colour of the tomatoes on the plate in front of her. She risked a glance up from the table, and this immediately confirmed her worst fears. All around the magnificent dining room, faces were turned in her direction, some in disbelief, some amazed, and some distinctly amused. A few people were whispering among themselves, and there was no mistaking the fact that she was now the object of almost universal attention. As she felt the weight of the eyes upon her, her embarrassment grew even more acute, and she came close to getting up and rushing out of the room in her turn. Only the very real fear of looking even more pathetic prevented her from moving from her seat. Dropping her head, she returned her attention to the table and did her unsuccessful best to make herself invisible. She was digging in her bag for a tissue when a shadow fell across her. "Excuse me, signorina. Perhaps this might help?" She raised her eyes from the steady drips of Prosecco falling onto the tomato, mozzarella, and basil salad in front of her, and looked up. It was the immaculate waiter who had welcomed them to the elegant restaurant only a few minutes previously. The expression on his face was studiously neutral as he held out a pristine white napkin towards her. Maybe this wasn't the first time one of his clients had been on the receiving end of a glass of wine in the face. "Do please take it. I fear there is a real risk of your spoiling your salad if any more Prosecco ends up on your plate." The hint of a smile appeared on his face. Automatically, she reached out and took the napkin, using it to dry her glasses before wiping it across her face. It came away remarkably wet, in spite of the amount of wine that had ended up down her front. Alexandra's glass must have been full before she'd thrown the contents across the table at her. "Are you going to be all right, signorina?" His tone was formal but sympathetic. Susie nodded, dabbing at the wet trail that ran all the way down to the open neck of her blouse. The sensation of wine running down her body beneath the light cotton was disconcerting, and she blushed all the harder. Mustering as much resolve as she could, she made an attempt at a smile in return. "I'm fine, thanks. Just a bit shocked, to be honest. I must have touched a nerve." And she knew full well which of Alexandra's all-too-exposed nerves she had touched. But she told herself yet again, she had had no choice. She did her best to sound positive. "Thank you for the napkin. You're very kind." The waiter gave her a little bow of the head and left her to her salad and her mopping up. As she did her best to dry herself off, she reflected on the scene which had just taken place. Tonight's outburst signified a marked deterioration in relations between her and Alexandra, and she sighed. It looked as though her visit to Italy might be about to come to an abrupt and untimely end. Chapter 1. "His lordship will see you now, Miss Cartwright." Susie stood up, straightened her skirt, walked over to the finely carved old door, and hesitated, glancing across at the forbidding-looking lady in the twin set and pearls, sitting at the desk to one side. "Should I knock?" "That won't be necessary. His lordship knows you're coming." "Even so," Susie gave a gentle tap on the door.